Hello. My name is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, and I'm pleased and delighted to return to be with you again today on my show, The Enchanted Self. I am a psychologist in private practice for over 17 years in Long Branch, New Jersey. I'm the originator of The Enchanted Self, a positive therapy, a growth-promoting motivational system designed to teach you the core components necessary to live a more productive life, full of joy and meaning. My book, The Enchanted Self, A Positive Therapy, is available in bookstores or can be ordered by calling me toll-free at 1-877-BE-JOYFUL. That's 1-877, the letter B, joyful. Last week, we talked about our positive memory banks, our treasure chests filled with the most precious jewels, more precious than rubies, diamonds, and sapphires. Last week, I was teaching you a little bit about how to sort through painful, dark memories that may cover your jewels for their golden lining, so you can really get to your own golden nuggets. I want to help you recognize what did work in the past. What strengths were you able to utilize? What coping skills did you have, even under very adverse circumstances? What lost potential can you get back to now? I like to tell the story of my own lost potential when I was about 12. I lived in Norwalk, Connecticut, and some of you may even remember that many years ago there was a major flood. The roads were closed, the bridges were down, the Merritt Parkway was a disaster area. The whole state had been called a disaster area. I wanted nothing more than to help out in the local Red Cross Center, which was set up in the elementary school about a mile from my home. I imagined myself staying up all night being helpful, taking care of babies, serving soup, making up cots, and cheering people up. My father had become the superintendent of schools in Norwalk, Dr. Harry Becker, and he was working with the police orchestrating this Red Cross Center. I asked and begged him if I could go down to the center and help. His response was straightforward and simple. It was, "No, go to bed. There are plenty of grown-up volunteers. It's not necessary for you to go there. Go to sleep." I remember how that night I cried myself to sleep, feeling my father was not at all in touch with who I really was and my potential and what my desires really were. Perhaps he was and perhaps he wasn't, but in reality, that memory of wishing to work at the Red Cross Center is part of my lost potential. And even if it was not realized as a youngster, I can still draw upon that potential now as an adult. In fact, much of my work in teaching people about the enchanted self and in being a psychologist in private practice comes from my potential, this part of myself that wished, even as a child, to help people, to do whatever I could to be of assistance. So it is important for each of you to have the courage to look for positive memories out of your past. We're going to keep talking about memories on and on, again and again, in this series on the enchanted self, because they are so critical, and because in our society there's such a tendency to focus on negative memories. And I am trying to help you revamp your memory bank so that the positive memories stand out, sparkling like diamonds. Before we leave positive memories for a while, let me give you a very brief exercise that some of you may enjoy doing, even in your car or sitting in your homes right now. Just pick a favorite age. It may have been when you were in high school or when you were a young child. Maybe it was 2 years ago, maybe 70 years ago. Maybe it was just yesterday. Don't forget that yesterday is already part of your memory bank. Now think of some of the interests or hobbies, things that you really enjoyed doing the most during that period of time. They might include sports, or reading detective stories, or riding a mountain bike, picking seashells by the shore, fishing, going to baseball games, getting enough sleep, enjoying being with your friends. Just think about some of the things you enjoy during that period of time and see if there's anything else you would like to do today that is really a reflection of these old times. Maybe you loved going to concerts when you were in college and you got discount tickets. But you really don't care about going to a rock concert now. However, you do have a slight curiosity about the opera. You'd really love to try and get to an opera and see what it's like. Well, maybe that's what you could invest a little bit of energy in now. Here's a real live example that somebody shared with us in one of the Enchant Itself newsletters. This woman wrote in that when she was a child, she had been a real tomboy. She loved to climb and jump and play sports. She just loved to be out of the house, climbing trees, anything that was active. Now, she was also very busy and active, actually raising 7 children, and seldom had a moment for herself. One day, she was over at a friend's house where they had a giant trampoline in the backyard. She got on the trampoline and started bouncing with the children. And suddenly, she felt again the enthusiasm and joy through her whole body, which she used to have playing sports all the time. Getting a chance to jump on the trampoline not only connected her to favorite times in her childhood, but made her realize that she could reinvent ways to have the same feelings of excitement and exhilaration right now, just by finding ways, new pathways that could open for her. She could come back to her friends and literally jump on the trampoline, but she wrote that she was also going to look for maybe something else she could do, maybe a basketball group for women in her neighborhood. She'd just keep looking. Leaving now memories to talk a little more generally about the Enchant Itself. This is a system where we acknowledge in positive ways who we are and that we are our own messengers of enchantment. We each take responsibility to brighten up our own lives and lives of those around us. When I come back in a few minutes, we're going to talk further about how we brighten up our own lives and those around us. Before the break, I explained that we're going to look a little bit about how we bring enchantment into our lives and brighten the lives of ourselves and others. We need to work on 3 components which are important to bring in this enchantment. First, we need to know how to better meet our needs so that we are not continuously frustrated. Secondly, we need enough self-esteem to be in our own best interests. Third, We need to know what gives us pleasure and joy and how to recognize when we are in a positive state of being. Let's look at all of these now. It may sound trite to say that you need to be your best friend, but it's true. There's no one else who will invest the energy into you, your thriving, than you will. You know yourself best, and you know what you need. Yet it is very often ourselves that forget to take care of ourselves. We often view ourselves as last on the list. Particularly, I find women, we often find ourselves putting our family first or letting ourselves go, even to the extent of becoming physically or emotionally ill if we feel someone else needs us. Lots of times, we all carry negative senses of ourselves that go way back to childhood. Maybe parents have criticized us, or teachers may have made us feel inadequate or stupid. Siblings may have put us down and made us feel like a jerk. We all have our collections of bumps and bruises, including myself. I remember comparing myself to my beautiful cousin when I was little, and feeling quite homely next to her. It was as if everything was wrong, from my wispy hair to my less than perfect clothing. I lost a lot of time brooding, comparing myself to my cousin, rather than admiring myself for my many talents. Now as an adult, my best advice to myself is to practice not comparing my looks, my hair, or anything else about myself to anyone, except to move ahead working on what is important for myself. This works so much better for me. Self-esteem is something that we all constantly struggle with. I have a client who finally struggled to feel good enough about herself so that she could begin to feel she deserved to be treated decently. And what were the results of her finally feeling entitled to a life? You may laugh or chuckle as you hear this. It was something just as simple as letting her husband know that she would be unavailable for an hour, taking a couple of aromatic candles into the bathroom, lighting them, and slipping down into a bubble bath. Letting herself truly feel entitled to an hour of sanctuary time was really the culmination of many months of work. She had begun to recognize her own self-worth and her rights for what I call sacred space. It isn't just enough to survive. We all need a sense of value, and a sense that we can have a place that is our own, whether it's in reality, like for her, a bathtub, or it's in our own heads that we feel a sense of value. My collaborator, Doreen Lappert and Addison, who I mentioned to you last time, who is a movement educator and a choreographer, and you'll meet her several weeks from now, talked in one of our recent newsletters about meeting up with a very special old friend of hers. She said it had been a long time since she had been with this friend every day. Can you guess who this friend was? It was herself. Caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, she had forgotten to make any time to really be acquainted with herself. What she did to reacquaint herself with herself was to set aside a period of time every day, and this took a lot of orchestration because she has a little girl, and she would go outside in her backyard and do some Chinese exercises called Tai Chi. She said in the newsletter, "I remember the sunny morning gazing through the trees for the first time, bluer sky. The sunlight shone down through the leaves, creating various shades of green. Since then, I've been out every morning to practice. And she continues, my restlessness and anxiety have decreased. I look forward each morning to doing something that's in a way like a dance, tuning into myself, rhythm within and without. Welcome back, old friend, she says. I'm glad to know you intimately again. Let's look a little further when I come back about more about positive places. I've shared with you many of the components necessary to start on your road of enchantment. You're beginning to have a roadmap of learning how to meet your needs and how to value yourself. The third part of the roadmap is the recognition of pleasure, to know when you're experiencing a positive state of being. Only you are uniquely equipped to know what you enjoy. Do you enjoy a card game? Do you enjoy throwing a ball in the backyard or sitting in a patch of sunlight? Do you enjoy cooking up a storm or hanging clothes on the clothesline instead of putting them in a dryer on a gorgeous day? Do you enjoy going for a walk? Or maybe you really enjoy sitting on the couch watching television? Only you know. Those of you who were with me last week may remember I promised to talk a little about a woman in the kitchen. Here's this woman, we'll call her Carol. She's looking out of the window, the sun is setting, it's so beautiful, and suddenly she finds herself remembering her childhood, a camping trip, learning to canoe, coming in at night, going to a campfire and having marshmallows and other treats. She's in the most wonderful reverie, what I would call an enchanted moment. Suddenly, she hears a knock at the door. Her teenage son is saying, Mother, I need a clean shirt. You promised for tomorrow morning. And where did you put the TV guide? And you have to drive me to my job later. Oh, well, suddenly she's interrupted. Her reverie, it finishes suddenly. Can she get it back? Well, that depends on what she's learned and how she can handle things. She needs to think through, what are my rights here? Do I need to instantly jump up for a teenage son who could probably get his own shirt? Do I need to spoil all this atmosphere? Aren't I important? Don't I deserve another 5 or 10 minutes? She's the one that has to think it through and find some solutions. Maybe she'll be able to say to her son, just wait 10 or 15 minutes and I'll get you that shirt and I'll help you, I'll drive you to your job, don't worry. Or maybe she needs to be a little rougher and say, hey, please leave me alone, I'll be out later. Meanwhile, please take care of the shirt for yourself. That's up to Carol. But the point is that we all come across positive moments that are inspirational and they do touch our positive spaces. These moments can be sustained and enjoyed, or they can be interrupted. We need to develop the skills around negotiating and understanding our sense of self-pride so that we can take from our lives the positive states of being, the joyous times that we all deserve. We have to learn how to practice patting ourselves on the back and recognizing how important each of us are. You might want to keep a self-pride list during this week. Write down at least one item a day that you can take pride in having handled well. It can be something as simple as being polite or getting your kid to practice on time. This may sound fairly simple and silly, but I find my clients and other people, again and again, we don't appreciate our self-value and we need to work on it. Next week, we'll have with us Dr. Russell Holstein, and he will participate with me in talking about enchanted coupling and other shared experiences of enchantment. I certainly hope you'll be back with us.